We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mr. Hayes.
Hey.
Yay.
We got you.
How art thou?
Good, buddy. It's good to hear from you. Sorry about that old snafu there.
No, it's fine. Technology. Look, I'm still figuring this out.
we're young bucks, but we still can't figure it out. Don't you love it?
You know, it's the name of the game.
Next time we'll use walkie-talkies. Make it easier.
Oh, remember those, though? Remember the, was it Nokia? Somebody had like a phone/walkie-talkie for a while?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember my buddy had it, and we thought he was the coolest.
And then iPhones. I remember the coolest phone being the Razors. The Motorola Razors.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, funny story. So I just took a trip. I've been taking a lot of writing trips lately.
Yeah?
And a lot of this record was written kind of while traveling. But I just took one, and I went to this cabin in, PEI, Prince Edward Island in Canada. And no joke, there was no landline because it was so secluded. There was a Razor cell phone.
No!
What?
Yeah.
Dude, throwback!
When I tell you that thing was in perfect condition, it clearly has never been used.
Man! Back to the T9 word texting. Yeah.
Straight up, dude. Good memory. Wow. We're going back, man.
Oh, well, my 3-year-old has found like my old phones, so she's always just playing with them. I mean, they don't work, but I'm just like, man, good times.
Oh, yeah.
I miss those days.
Those were the days, man. Hunter Hayes, dude, where you been? We haven't heard from you in forever. You're too busy taking these trips, and we haven't gotten any invitations for
I
that
know.
Yet.
Well, I'll work on that. I'll fix that.
Okay,
that's
good.
Easy. No, man, been working on this project, on this album, and writing, and sort of trying to get away from the things, the filters, and the things that have kept me from really writing what was, you know, what I was meant to write for, you know, several years. I think I was trying to repeat history for a long time, and I had to kind of let go of that and start over, and really found my voice when I did hit the reset button, and found myself too in a lot of ways. Not that we want to go into that, but I mean, it's been a brilliant process and a long road to get to this album, but I'm proud of it, and I'm glad for the long trip, you know.
Wow, just listen to mm-hmm. you. You sound so inspired. You sound like you had a cleanse. You know?
I mean, I feel like I accidentally did. You know, a lot of things. You know, you can search for a lot of things that you think you want, but at the end of the day, I think the things that you're meant to find end up finding you, and that's kind of what this was for me. And I'm glad to hear it because I do feel inspired. I do feel very energized, and feeling this whole album kind of take shape and come together, it feels like I'm getting wings, you know?
Nice.
Mm-hmm. In your latest single, Heartbreak, I love it. As a single person looking for love, I listen to it all the time. how are fans responding to this single?
Brilliant. I played it for the first time during CMA Fest last year, like right after I wrote it. And like the next weekend, I was playing at a festival, and I decided to throw the song in the set, and they were already number one. They were singing the words, and they screamed the one line that I can't repeat on your station, but they screamed it back to me, and I was really encouraged by that, because that was one line that I thought maybe might get in the way of the song really connecting with people, and it's actually the one line that people connected with the most. And I just had to laugh about it, because it's like, I'm really over the dating scene. I don't, you know, everybody pretends to be somebody, and including myself. You know, I think you put on a performance, and people don't really get to know you, and you don't really get to know them, and I'm just really looking forward to like meeting the right person at some point in my life. So it's like, you know what, I'll just write a song about it, and hopefully it'll, I don't know, manifest. Is that the word that the,
yes.
you know, that they use for that?
Oh yeah. For sure.
Now, what happens, like, I feel like songwriters, whenever you go and you do these shows and you want to play something new, like you were just talking about when you played Heartbreak, and you're like, I'm just going to throw it in a set and see what happens. Like, do you talk to somebody like that, or is that just like talk to yourself, like, should I do it? Like, what's going on?
I seek as much wise counsel as I can have, I think, for somebody as, like, kind of, you know, somebody like me needs wise counsel quite often. And that's one of those things I definitely kind of like ask my team. And also you just got to feel the audience out. You know, if it's one of those places where they came to hear songs that you've already put out, then you should probably just do that. But every now and then there's a safe space and people are just there to hear music and they're there to hear anything. And I think also like our fans, like my fans have been with me for this whole process through this, like, you know, sort of starting over and working on the album. So for me, it's as much about sort of taking them along for the ride, and playing this new music is more of just like an update phone call with them and catching up, you know, less promotion, more just conversation.
Yes, definitely. And I mean, I've been a fan of yours since the beginning. I remember meeting you here at the Bowser Nissan Theater at the Y108 Studios. Just like, you're just so down to earth and cool. And I'm so excited for this new album. What all can we expect from it?
First of all, thank you for saying that. That's very sweet of you. But the album is very much like, the theme of it for me is just about shedding weight and moving on. And you know, shedding weight, a lot of things kind of can weigh you down without you realizing it. I know for me, there were some things in my, you know, last few years that I had to let go of, and there's some things that sort of let go of me that I didn't know was kind of weighing me down. And you know, I think there's a whole theme of optimism to it. There's a whole theme of freedom and this sort of new chapter, turning the page and clean slate. And you know, but it deals with everything. I make fun of myself on this record. This is a song that I wrote by myself, and it's the first time that I admit that I drink scotch and don't remember things. There's a song about you know, this weird kind of back and forth. Well, I guess that's kind of been a theme for me for a long time, but it's just. It's me as a single person just like admitting to everything, like going through, you know, step by step and just singing about all of it. And it's the good, it's the not so good, and we laugh at what we can and we celebrate what we can when we can, you know?
Right. Jeez, sounds good.
Who is this guy?
Who
is this new Hunter Hayes? Yeah, he sounds awesome. We can't wait to hear this new album, man. We're happy for you. You sound great. You always have been charming. So
think Cowboy's in love with
come
you.
Come to
now.
Pittsburgh. So, I do. Hi, how are you? But come to Pittsburgh soon, man, and get a hold of us because we want to see you.
Yes.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you guys so much. Thanks for the chat. I really, really appreciate it.
Of course, man. I feel great right now.
I know. Like,
honestly,
I feel inspired.
I do.
You can come to my TED Talk later.
Yes.
Hunter Hayes, brother, thank you so much for taking the time, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
You too,
man.
Bye.
Have fun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.